Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, a quick heads up, if you want to jump online at any time, we are broadcasting live from Michigan. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also, I'd like to tell you, friends on Facebook, social media platforms, you can see the heavy censorship going on. Please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick. Go over to SOL Radio Live right up on the top page of sonsoflibertymedia.com and join our live feed on Rumble. We'll just use this Facebook, social media platform and use it against itself, friends. Because I'll tell you what, friends, the censorship, the illegalities of what's going on in this country right now is nothing short than a provocation of war. Yes, you heard me right, a provocation of war. We are under attack like we never have been before. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms on the right side. Also go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com on the top left side of the page. And friends, go ahead and, again, give us a call if you'd like to. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I've got much to cover. This show today is not by choice. It's in response to some of the questions that have been asked concerning the last four events that we have been doing here in Michigan, all over the state. Folks, we have literally had the opportunity, Luke 19:10, Mark 16:15, Luke 22:48, we've had the opportunity of blanketing this state and preaching literally, friends, from one corner of the state to the next. And I'm just honored to be a part of it in so many different ways. But, friends, again, I want to tell you right now, we're going to be talking about raptured from responsibility. It's not scriptural, and I'm here to tell you, scripturally, it's never going to happen. And so we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes here. I'm going to try to cover a couple topics before we get there. You just heard during the break, this is important, because, folks, I told you that this is going to come to your front door. Amos 6:3, if the American people do not put a stop as to what's going on here. Now, I know that in the Constitution of the United States of America that it talks about the Supreme Court being the final say in many different scenarios concerning the lower court. But I also want you to understand that when you go to Article 6, Section 2, everything must be congruent to the Supremacy Clause in the Constitution of the United States. And it is their job concerning those that serve with the people, regardless of what branch in government. They are, in fact, to faithfully execute the laws found within the U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 3. We're being told right now that the Supreme Court declined Tuesday a block on a vaccine requirement which was imposed illegally on Maine healthcare workers. It's the latest defeat for opponents of vaccine mandates. I want you to understand something, friends, and let me just say this real clear, real slow. The burden of proof to produce the law in which they can implement forcing people to take experimental jabs, the burden of proof is on them. It is not on you. Again, the burden of proof is on them to produce the law, which shows that they have been given delegated authorities by we the people to force us to take an experimental jab. I just want to say this really quick. It's not there. Folks, this is the same court, the Supreme Court, that has not once, not twice, but three times refused to stop the illegalities of what's going on here in the United States of America. You need to keep in mind, friends, that this is also the same court back in 1962 that committed an oligarchy where few rule over many, said that children no longer can pray in public school. By the way, we never lost that right. This is the same court that said away with the Ten Commandments, which exposes sin before God, Romans 3:20. This is the same court that said in 1973, illegally, it's never been law, but they sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb to the equivalent of 18 states and population, 62 million babies. This is the same court, friends, that told you somehow or another they can go ahead and cross lines, as they say, between church and state, which does not exist. That is to the ACLU, that subversive organization, which is a communist organization, which perverted what Thomas Jefferson said and what he meant, our third president, when he said there's an erected wall barring the government from what it's doing today. Well, what did they do? They usurped, folks, that wall. And what did they do? They went over and they said to the rest of the country, you must allow men to marry men and women to marry women. This is the same court, folks, that rendered Obamacare attacked by the said Supreme Court injustice. Folks, you need to understand the Supreme Court and those that sit on the courts, and again, this, regardless of what capacity they operate in, incumbent in government, if they violate the Constitution, in particular judges, they are to be removed for what? Bad behavior, because in Article 3, Section 1, it tells us that they are to sit during good behavior. Is this good behavior to go ahead and advance an agenda that's completely illegal? Again, friends, as I said just a couple minutes ago, this is nothing short but a provocation of war. Folks, we have Nuremberg Code. We have OSHA laws. We have HIPAA laws. We have fundamental rights in each one of our states throughout the United States of America to say no to the corruption that's taking place. As a matter of fact, those laws were put into place, friends, to resist the tyranny in which we see today, in which we see the courts going along with, in other words, tearing down the law that protects us, now giving way to the wolves that mean to devour us, okay? This is illegal, it's unconstitutional, and again, keep in mind, this is the same Supreme Court that refuses to stop the illegal censorship in the United States of America concerning Facebook, in Google, in Twitter, in all these propaganda outlets through the mainstream media. So you are dealing with corruption at the very top, and I'm here to tell you, friends, if it's not congruent with the U.S. Constitution under God, well, then it's not law. This is exactly why our forefathers told us either we're going to be submissive and submitted to God, or we're going to submit ourselves to tyrants. And they said rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Sons of Liberty.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Really quick, friends, I'm going to get back to more topics before we get back to our main topic here. I just wanted to let everybody know again that we're broadcasting live from Michigan here. We got another event, 503 East Broadway, Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Starts at 6 o'clock sharp. 503 East Broadway, Mount Pleasant, Michigan, again, starts at 6 o'clock sharp. And, folks, we will be rocking and rolling as the Holy Ghost comes in and kicks the hell out and gets the heaven in. Because, again, that's his job. Go ahead and check out John 16:8 when you get a moment. I want to say this really quick, too. I don't know how many times I've said this. Nicely, responding to email after email after email. To those that are on social media platforms, with all due respect, respect my time, too, as well, please. What are you talking about? But why are you restricting our comments? Why are you censoring our comments? Well, let me say it this way. If we're being censored and we're being restricted, why would you dare point the finger back at us as if to suggest we're the ones censoring you? Does common sense come into play there? Because I'm here to tell you that we, both me and Tim, the morning show on sonsoflibertyradio.com here, are not censoring anybody. It's the social media platforms that are censoring you. I'm no longer going to respond to emails any longer. I've said it enough. We're being heavily censored by Facebook. As I said, Twitter, Google has pretty much blockaded or impeded all the information. You have to go to a different server. Bing's a good one. Stay away from Yahoo. Stay away from the mainstream media and their control over other servers and search engines. So, again, friends, if you want to go directly to us, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And go up on the top of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to the page, and join us on SOL Radio Live. We are not censoring on social media platforms, period. Just wanted to let you know, but do subscribe to SOL Radio on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you'll get the point. Now, this is what I want to do, is I want to get over to this because I want you to see this. You've all heard me say, again, for about 3 to 5 years now, at least, What you're seeing is a rollout of history that has not been learned by the American people. And what I'm talking about is there's a book out there and a documentary. You can go online and watch it. It's called The Pink Swastika. And I've shared with you over and over and over again, folks, named this all started under that of George W. Bush. He was advocating as the Christian, speaking out and standing against the gay agenda, only to find out behind closed doors we had letters of him signing to homosexual sodomite communities. He values their support in culture. In other words, he was playing the hypocrite just like his daddy and his grandpa, George W. Bush Sr. and that of Prescott Bush, who, by the way, was illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war and was indicted in 1942. Just a couple days ago, I was meeting with some of my friends out here, and he said, Bradley, you say to always cross-check you. And I say, yes, cross-check everything we're telling you here. And he said, I went online to cross-check that of Prescott Bush. And he goes, whoa. And it's not hard to find. George W. Bush's grandpa was illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war. I want you to understand, friends, that's why they are promoting sodomites and transgenders and lesbians and whatever else they want to call themselves to federal government positions in your government, America. And I've been warning about this for a long time. I said, yes, they're going to make a prey out of your children. Everybody sees this in the country now. And it's interesting how the gay lobby is completely silent concerning their attacks on Bradley Dean right now. But again, why would they? Because what I told you 15, 16, 17 years ago is exactly what they're doing. Now, going back to the pink swastika, what you need to understand is Adolf Hitler used the homosexuals, the sodomites. The SS were staffed with masculine homosexual sodomites, which God calls an abomination. Okay? I told you this was coming. If you look in Oregon, you look at the said governor there, she's a bisexual. That's why she's attacking her people. When you look at Gavin Newsom, look at the things that he's trying to implement. It's because he's a sodomite. When you look at Barack Hussein Obama, why did he place 225 homosexuals to government positions? Because he's a sodomite. When you look to that of Colorado, you look at Jared Polis. By the way, we warned you of Jared Polis a long time ago concerning him zeroing in on public schools in that state. Now he's the governor. Folks, what's happening here? What's going on? Why are they implementing these homosexuals? Well, I'm not going to stop right there, friends, because you also need to understand that Adolf Hitler, if you're trying to figure out why the Muslims are given a free hand to come into America and conquer at will, why they're being stacked in the DHS, why we have 35 jihadi camps in America right now, you need to understand, again, the history of Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler used the Muslims and the sodomites working together to basically what? Be used by God to judge their own people. Friends, it's happening here, too. We just seen that Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden, folks, again, I said yesterday, and I want you to hear this carefully, Joe Biden is exactly what the American people will settle for, and it's exactly what the American people are going to get, and it's exactly what you are getting because you don't understand that nobody in this government, nor do we, have a right to violate law. But somehow or another, the American people believe that Joe Biden can go ahead and do whatever he wants to do. And then again, that happens because my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Isn't that right? That's exactly right. Now, let me get over to my point, teeing that up to bring about this information. Rachel Levin, as he wants to be called, he's a man. He's America's first transgender assistant health. Notice he was appointed to the health secretary. Also remember what Roosevelt told us back in the 30s. There's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. All of what you're seeing today, all of what you're dealing with today, it's all been pre-planned. Isn't it kind of odd, folks, when you go to the banks, how they're reconstructing their banks, and no more can you go up to a bank teller, now it has to all be done through drive-through? What did they know? Folks, how is it that the financial systems were all set up? It was almost like they knew something. Yes, they did know something. So did the medical industry. So did the pharmaceutical companies. And so did the corrupting government. So don't sit back and act like this just happened out of nowhere. No, we've been warned about this for a long time. The American people were just being, well, they were too busy being entertained out of their freedom. Look at this man, friends. Look at this man that Joe Biden just put into position. And I want you to check this out. It's not even necessary for you to hear what it has to say. It is a violation of law. What is happening here all across the boards in the United States of America is completely unlawful. It is a felony, just for the record. This is all felony activity going on in your government. And again, for some reason or another, you think that this is normal activity. Look at this man that they want you to believe is a woman who was just promoted to be a four-star admiral in your government. Check this out.
Good morning. Welcome to the ceremonial swearing-in of our new four-star admiral of the United States Public Health Service Commission Corps, Dr. Rachel Levine. I'm Andrea Palm. I'm the Deputy Secretary here at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The path towards equality is a long one, but today we are taking a historic step forward with the appointment of Admiral Levine as the first openly transgender four-star officer across the uniformed services. I am proud to serve at HHS as history is being made and to support a more diverse future. I will administer the Public Health Service Corps oath, and Vice Admiral Vivek Murthy, U.S. Surgeon General, will serve as a witness. Vice Admiral Murthy, would you like to say a few words about the U.S. Public Health Service Commission Corps?
We are extremely proud to have Dr. Levine join the 6,000 officers of the U.S.
Public Health Service.
Having been appointed an officer in the Commissions Corps of the U.S. Public Health Service.
In the grade of Admiral.
In the grade of Admiral.
Do solemnly reaffirm.
Do solemnly reaffirm.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Do you not see what's happening, friends? These people are being put into place because they hate your guts, and they'll take orders. And why? Because they're extorted. This guy right here, this man right here, should be behind bars at least. He should be tried by the American people according to the laws that are established, and it's not going to be good at the end of the day for them. But either you're going to be the law and judge the corrupt and condemn the wicked, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, or else they're going to be used, friends, to destroy you and your seat. And I just want to say for the record, there is no new history for those that dare the justice of God. Period. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reports say partial human remains have been found at the Florida Nature Park where police were hunting for Brian Laundry. The report comes after the lawyer for Laundry's family said articles belonging to Gabby Petito's fiancé were found in the park today. NBC News reporting the remains were found near a backpack where Laundry's items were found. The Sarasota County Medical Examiner's Office confirmed it was called to the dense, swampy park in southwest Florida. Arrests at the U.S.-Mexico border are at an all-time high. More than 1.7 million illegal immigrants were apprehended during the fiscal year that ended September 30th. This as President Biden spends part of his Wednesday in Pennsylvania promoting his Build Back Better plan, which has Democrats fighting amongst themselves. This is USA Radio News. Confessed killer Nicholas Cruz is pleading guilty to the 2018 Florida high school massacre. The mass murder claimed the lives of 17 people at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Speaking to the courtroom, Cruz saying the shooting gives him nightmares. Cruz also said he was sorry to his victims several times and asked the judge to give him a second chance so he could try to help others. A new study is shedding some light on the efficacy of Pfizer's vaccine in teens.
A new study says Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine is very good at keeping older kids out of the hospital. The CDC study of about 460 kids between the ages of 12 and 18 finding that the vaccine was 93% effective. The study showed 97% of patients who ended up in the hospital in that age group had not gotten their shots. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of none other than Michigan. We have our fifth event tonight, and then we will be back in the saddle. We are going to be at 503 East Broadway, Mount Pleasant, 503 East Broadway, Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Starts at 6 o'clock sharp. By the way, if you want to book, now is the time to do so. We're about 3 months out, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I just want to get to this real quick, because I have two segments, and that's really quick for me, let me tell you. But one of the things that I've been talking about during these events is you're not going to be raptured from responsibility. And I've talked about this, and it's biblically true. There is no scripture to stand on concerning what they call a rapture. It's been created, and it's been created because the hippie generation wants to, well, they want to play the heretics because what it is, friends, they want to be raptured from responsibility. As if, again, to suggest that God's going to raise up a church or raise up an army and take them out during the battle or before the battle. It's completely unscriptural. Let me say it this way, friends. It's heretical. If anybody deserves to be raptured, friends, it would have been, or translated, it would have been that of the disciples. And I want you to keep in mind before you start listening to this garbage coming out of the mouth of these heretics, friends, when you go to these meetings of those that are continuously talking about the rapture, isn't it interesting how they don't talk about the Lord's commandments that actually command them to go out and seek and save that which is lost? Because they are commandments, not suggestions. Isn't it interesting, friends, how they preach the fear of man and consequence, which is a different gospel? I don't see anywhere in Scripture where it tells us to be afraid of what the bad guys are doing. Matter of fact, I live my life in such a fashion where the bad guys are worried about what I'm doing, and I suggest when you obey God that you do the same exact thing that I am, because as I follow Christ, you follow me. 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul said. We're not to sit there and worry about what the bad guys are doing. We're to live our life before God where they're worried about what we're doing. And if the professed church in America was doing their job, I guarantee you right now, friends, we wouldn't be in the position that we're taking. What is this whole eschatology? What is this end-timer theology, rapture? Where is this coming from? It's coming from the pit of hell. Because, again, as I've said, they're not highlighting the commandments of God. They're not condemning the wicked. No, they know nothing of that. They're not out there seeking and saving that which is lost. No, they're preaching a different gospel that doesn't exist. And we were warned of it in Galatians 1, verse 8. But yet we hear it over and over and over again. Now, let me go back to the point that I was just making. It's interesting because I've heard a couple of these messages by these said preachers that preach the unscriptural rapture. Eschatology is what they call it. Folks, by the time you leave one of their said meetings, the only thing that you're going to want to do, friends, is you're going to want to go down to the local hardware store and you're going to want to buy some rope and go home and hang yourself. Oh, I'm not kidding you. It's nothing but hopelessness. And I'm here to tell you, in contrast, if there is no hope, there is no Christ. And if there is no Christ, it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's what I see over and over and over again. Now, a couple people have come up to me and have asked me questions about the rapture. And I tell them, well, what does Scripture tell us? I say that Scripture tells us in Matthew 24:36 that the Son doesn't even know the times. That's only reserved and known unto the Father. But what do we hear these heretics talking about? Well, we can see the signs, and I'm predicting that we're going to be gone in 2022, or on May of 2023, we're all going to be raptured out of here. You are sadly being misled, because that just ain't going to happen. We all know that Jesus Christ was crucified on Calvary, on Golgotha, right? And that was for the world to see God's hatred for sin and God's love for mankind through that demonstration. It was meant for the world to see the cross. Well, America, everywhere you drive in this country, you see crosses on the church. You see crosses on the inside. You see crosses on the graves of those professed Christians in many cases that think that they're going to heaven, but in fact they're going to end up in hell because they lived in their sin. They didn't repent of it, Matthew 3:2, which, by the way, is the message. Okay? Well, why are you bringing that up? Well, because, friends, they're enemies of the cross, and those heretics that preach such a message of the rapture, eschatology, these end-timers, they're enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. But it's interesting how many hippies, burnt hippies that were burnt out on acid back in the 60s and 70s are still burnt out on that same acid, because what they did is they opened the door for the enemy to get in. And what have they been doing ever since? Well, they've been allowed to be in the pulpits in America today. And what have they been doing? They've been misleading people that don't take the time to read the Bible for themselves. Isn't that interesting how that works? Hey, folks, I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. Real clear, read Matthew 24:36, okay? And I want you to listen to this, too, because when you go to John 17:15, what does it tell us? What did Jesus say about his disciples? Listen carefully to me. John 17:15, this is Jesus praying to the Father. What did he say? He said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil one. Wow! Doesn't that contradict the message of the hippies? Absolutely it does. So let me take it the best that I can, line upon line, precept upon precept. If you want to go ahead and jump on the lines and you want to contend for the faith, 2-3, hey, folks, the lines are open. 1-866-582-9933. And by the way, if I get some of your emails contending with me on this topic, but you're too spineless to go ahead and give us a call, I'm not going to respond to your email. because I want you to contend in such a fashion to prove me wrong in 154 cities, which, by the way, scripturally, you cannot do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Leonard Ravenhill said this. He said that today's church wants to be raptured from responsibility. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Hey, folks, if you go to Psalm 78, verse 9, it talks about how the children of Ephraim that were armed and they were carrying bows, they turned in the day of battle. Well, take it another step that direction when coming to those of them that are derelict of duty. These people are worse than them people. Let me tell you. Folks, have you ever noticed that the age demographic of those that promulgate the end times message, have you ever noticed that for the most part they're a bunch of free love hippies from the 1960s and 70s who have lost hope in God and love for man, 1 John 5:2, and by the way, the fruit of that would be the love for their country. I mean, folks, really what it comes down to is their message is that they really are professed believers that don't believe the word of God. They know nothing of the promises of God. And I just want to say in short, because it's a different show, isn't it interesting that nowhere can you find in scripture where the Lord gives his children over to defeat except in their rebellion towards God or their disobedience towards God? Okay? I mean, we have promises all through the Bible that we have the victory. Read Psalm 18. Read Psalm 27, folks. Read the New Testament where it says this stuff. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. Read the book of Hebrews 12 where it talks about it's a fearful, or Hebrews 12, forgive me, Hebrews 10 and 12, where it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Or how about in flaming fire in Thessalonians, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. They have no idea what I just said. Go to Exodus 23. Oh, my gosh. Go to the promises found in Leviticus 26. Go to the promises, the first 15 scriptures. Go to the first 15 scriptures in the book of Deuteronomy 28. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and they shall flee before you seven ways. What Bible are these hippies reading? It's not the Bible of our Lord Jesus Christ in any sense of the word. It's a different gospel. And let me reiterate the point that they are heretics on so many different levels. 1-866-582-9933. You ever notice that these hippies are the ones that are continuously magnifying through their lack of love? Matthew 24, verse 12, though they talk much of it. Matthew 15, 8, which Jesus condemned. Fear. And again, as I said earlier, a fear of the consequence of their dereliction of duty. 1 John 2, 4. And what are they reaping, friends? Their message is reaping the curse. Leviticus 26, verse 14. Write it down. A fear of man which paralyzes, and in the end, a snare. Go to Proverbs 29, verse 25. In fact, it's a fear in which the Lord does not give. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 1, 7. What does it say? Those that call themselves Christians, what does Scripture say? We have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's the New Testament. When you go back to Proverbs 28, verse 1, it says that the righteous are made bold as lions, and those that fear God, filial, not diabolical, error-stricken, but as a father to a son, because we're joint heirs with Christ Jesus, right? It's interesting that it tells us that it's strong confidence to those that fear the Lord. That's not what you see from these hippies. They continuously magnify lawlessness, just like the professed church in America today, Proverbs 28, verse 4. They magnify crimes against God and man because they don't preach the message, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. By the way, if you want to understand that message, go to Exodus 20 and understand that you have violated every single one of his commandments.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I got some audio video I want to play for our listeners. I also wanted to tell you that this is the final segment, and I got much to cover. 1-866-582-9933. We got Steve calling in from Minnesota. Good to hear from you, Steve. Can you do me a favor? Let's keep it really short, but go ahead and make your comment, my friend.
Well, what troubles me about these end time people is they seem to overlook the fact that our life is a gift from God. And if we're going to complain about the length of that gift, you know, the length of our life is the size of the gift from God, then we're going to be like the wicked servant that when Jesus talked about the three servants that had the number of talents and the one guy that had the most, he ended up making the most and the one in the middle, you know, and the other one had only one, so he buried it and didn't put it to good use. Well, all these end time ministries, they could have been reaching people for Christ and they've been wasting their entire ministry because they think that the length of it's going to be short. And I got a feeling God's going to call him a wicked servant at the end of it all and said, you know, regardless of the size of my gift to you, you use it the way it needs to be used.
No, they perverted is what they've done, Steve. And the bottom line is we see it all over the country. And it's also interesting to note that when you look at the seats that are filling those pews across their meetings, it's the older generation. And if you see a kid in there, it's far and few between. And I don't blame them for not appearing in those meetings because, again, it's nothing but doom and gloom. I'll give you the final word, Steve. I'm on my final segment.
Yeah, I always try to reach out to the youth and give them hope and give them something to do. Welcome them to what we're doing and ask them to be part of it. And they always are ready to join.
Amen. I totally appreciate your phone call, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to get back to some of this context and context concerning eschatology and the unscripturality concerning what it is that these heretics are throwing on the people only to confuse them. It's, they're giving them a license to go back and sit and do nothing, yet the Lord Jesus Christ said that we are to occupy. Jesus said, until he comes, the Bible talks about how we are to put our hand to the plow, which shows us our labor, which is in front of us. And he also says, which these heretics know nothing of, is that word of the Lord said that there's 4 months before the harvest. He said, don't say that. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the fields. And I can't find Jesus anywhere talking about how everybody's going to be raptured from responsibility. And I'm humored by when people talk about, well, you know, I'm pre-trib or I'm mid-trib or I'm post-trib. Well, I can tell all three of you, you haven't read your Bibles because it isn't going to happen. And again, as I said at the beginning of the show today concerning this topic, if anybody deserves to be raptured or translated, it would be that of Jesus Christ and that of the disciples. You know, what's interesting as well, friends, and this just comes to my aid and why I know not, but it is the Holy Ghost. I think about Acts 9, where the first thing that Jesus told Paul is, I must show him how many things I must he must suffer for my namesake. In other words, he threw the cross on him right away, and then he went out there and he said, demonstrate who I am. I'll do that by the power of the Holy Ghost. And then we have 2 Corinthians 11 to read to understand what Christianity is all about. And we are those that preach Christ crucified because we understand it's the power of God unto salvation. And if that's not what's being preached, you need to get out of that church ASAP. Now, let me get to this really quick. I want you to think about this. It's the church's obligation to deal with the wicked, Psalm 94, verse 16. And again, keeping the Lord's commandments unto judgment and establishing righteousness and peace. Read Deuteronomy 4, 6, Isaiah 51, verse 4, because they love. These hippies have learned well from the world and the mainstream media in submitting to the wicked. And this is the world of which they have been commanded to come out of, and yet that's all they talk about. 2 Corinthians 6, 17, James 4, 4. These are also the same group of hippies that have been convinced and have convinced many in the American church to separate God's law from his love when love is the fulfilling of that law, Romans 13. And by the way, if I go over to Leviticus 19, 17, what does it tell us? Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law, Romans 13, Leviticus 19, 17. Also read Matthew 22, 37, folks. That comes to my aid. These are the same hippies that have also attempted to abrogate or do away with that which Jesus did not come into the world to abrogate, but to explain. What are you talking about? Think not that I come to destroy the law of the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Matthew 17, 18. I also want to tell you why they don't talk about the law of God, because it exposes them to their dereliction before God. Because they have created a God to suit their sins, their heretical sins, and if they make reference to number 2 or number 3 or number 1, they're going to realize that everybody's going to figure out who they are in fact. They have created an altar that does not exist. Okay? It doesn't. They want to create out of thin air terms like legalism and legalistic. Make distinction between moral law and ceremonial law before, friends, you stick both feet in your mouth. Because, again, throughout the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus continuously used the law of God as a schoolmaster to bring them unto Christ. Read Mark 10:16 when you get a moment. See, they want to continuously get everybody off of what scriptures do tell us so we can follow man. And then all of a sudden leave off Christ, and what do they profit from it? Oh, my goodness, you should see the money that these heretics make, folks. The money they make is just second to none. by deceiving the people. And one more thing before I play this video. If they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there is no light in them, Isaiah 8:20. And let me say it in layman's terms for you so you can understand, again, the purpose of the law. As Augustine rightly said, the law detects, grace conquers. That's all the law does is detect, and grace conquers. Now, I'm going to go over to this guy, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say about the rapture, to bring about closure. I could have spent another hour easily on this topic, but again, I want you to hear this. The question on the meme, on the video, is this. Is the rapture a biblical doctrine? Well, we're both here to tell you, no, it is not in any sense of the word. No, it is not in any sense of the word. Okay? So let's get to it. Let's see what he has to say. Because, to be quite frank, friends, this is what people need to hear clearly from the scripture.
Believe in the rapture because it's not a biblical doctrine. This is a doctrine that was invented in the 19th century by James Darby in Ireland. And when we were on our Irish speaking tour a couple of years ago, we actually visited and spent a few nights at Tarscourt, where Darby used to hold his Bible studies with the rich and the noble there, and the rapture doctrine was developed. But it is not a doctrine that is affirmed historically by any of the great confessions of the Christian Church, Catholic, Orthodox, or Protestant. It's based upon a misinterpretation of certain New Testament passages where Paul talks about how the Lord will return and we who are believers will be gathered to meet him in the air. Now, the question is, when does this occur? Darby thought that this was a sort of secret return of Christ prior to the second coming of Christ on the judgment day. But there's absolutely no New Testament reason for separating this event from the second coming of Christ. When you read Jesus' Olivet Discourse in Mark 13 and you read Paul's teaching in light of that, it seems quite clear to me, at least, that Christ will return at the end of human history. This will be his second coming. His first was the one that ended with his crucifixion and resurrection. That was his first coming. His second coming will be when he comes on the day of the Lord for judging the world and determining people's final state. So when Christ returns on the judgment day, he will bring with him the souls of the departed saints. And then those who are alive at the time of his return will be gathered to meet them in the air and accompany the Lord then to the earth for the final judgment. And so it's
okay, so I think, folks, it's quite clear as to what's happening here. And people, this is why it's so important that we continuously stay in the Word. The FBI, when detecting counterfeits concerning bills, currency, money, Federal Reserve notes, as you might call them, it's interesting. They study the real ones to detect the fake ones. They don't, folks, study the fake ones to detect the real ones. So if you know the Word of God, folks, you're going to be quickened by the Holy Ghost, and he's going to keep you on that road, which talks about in Matthew 7, that it is straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Beware of the heretics concerning the hippies teaching eschatology and the rapture from responsibility, because again, friends, it's not
silver true. Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.